Acts of the Apostles, chapter 1, verse 11, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." It's more particularly the short clause, "this same Jesus," rests upon one spirit. This same Jesus. Luke opens this portion of Holy Writ declaring those things that took place from the day in which Christ ascended into heaven. A continuance, as it were, from the recordings in his gospel. For there, in those gospels, there is that spoken of this same Jesus until that set time when he must leave his disciples, when the promise of the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, was to be fulfilled, that outpouring upon that gathering at the day of Pentecost. Thus Luke continues recording for the good of the Church of God, for their comfort and their consolation in years that followed, those things concerning this same Jesus, and that which the apostles were commissioned to accomplish in the name of this same Jesus. For this book records the scenes which attended the establishment of the early Church of God, the labors of the apostles after they had received that power from on high, bidden for a season to tarry in Jerusalem until ye be endued with that power from on high. Now ye shall receive power, so saith the Spirit of God, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." This book records some of those things which were wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. for the comfort, for the strengthening of their faith as they waited for that season. This word was spoken unto them. They had seen the Lord received up into glory. The clouds received him out of their sight. We can but feel those clouds denote the multitude of angels that received him at his ascension from this time state into that place of bliss, even to be sat down at the Father's right hand. But the word speaks of a coming again. This same Jesus. This same Jesus. Not another. Not one like unto him. But this same dear man. This God man. This same Jesus. We see in it a looking back, a remembering of those things concerning Christ, a strengthening of their faith in that belief that he should come again in all his glory, attended with power in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. These men of Galilee, these ignorant fishermen, some of them having been called out of their natural temporal calling to follow Christ, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? Why stand ye thus looking? Christ had been received into glory, clouds having received him out of their sight. It was now for them to return unto Jerusalem and to wait that outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon them to equip them for that great work which lay before them. We think of Elijah, one who sat down under the juniper tree, one who sought even that his life might be taken from him. Such was the desolation of his spirit amidst those things that prevailed on that at that season. But 'twas arise and eat, for the journey is too great for thee. Arise. These disciples were to go back to Jerusalem and await that season when they should thus be commissioned, yea, when afresh, as it were, the Spirit of God might be poured upon them, that they might go forth in his great and holy name as witnesses, witnesses of this Christ. This Jesus, whom they had seen, whom they had followed, whom by the gift of God they believed in, this same Jesus, they were to proclaim, as grace was enabled them, of him, whether men would hear or whether they would forbear to speak of the whole counsel of God, those things concerning this same Jesus. No doubt your thoughts have gone, as once have, to those words, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. These were witnesses. They had sojourned with him. They had walked with him. They had seen his miracles wrought. They had heard him speak those parables, and unto them he had unfolded the precious things of the gospel contained therein. They were to be witnesses of this same Jesus. How solemn it is that many breathe what can but be described as another gospel. They preach not this same Christ. Oh, may we be preserved. May we be kept. From speaking aught that detracts from this same Jesus. Anything spoken which leads from Christ, which lifts the creature, can never bring true profit to the soul. Many there are that feed the intellect. Many there are that encourage fleshly zeal. So, in those days, we see even in this word a warning. It is to preach the same Jesus. A warning contained here. Many but encourage fleshly zeal. True religion hath for its beginner Christ. And Christ is the end. Indeed, the author and the finisher of our faith, this same Jesus. He is the sum and substance of all true religion, this same Jesus. He it was that the Apostle Paul sought to preach, to know nothing amongst men save Christ and him crucified, this same Jesus. And thus, it is the desire of those that have tasted, handled, and felt of aught of the good word of life, who have been sent forth of the Spirit into the field of the ministry, to speak of this same Jesus. As those same truths are proclaimed, to the living family in Jerusalem. They will not be gone. What we might term in our language, our everyday language, a stale. It is that which the exercised soul longs to hear of this same Jesus. Philip, as he joined himself to the chariot, preach Christ unto the eunuch, this same Jesus. That dear man had come down from Jerusalem, reading the Word of God, seeking divine instruction, and thus was enjoined to join himself unto that chariot, and to preach unto him Christ, this same Jesus. As the jailer was brought to that place of desperation, to that season when he would have taken his life, as those under his command were released, as he stood responsible for them, his first inclination was to take his own life. 'Twas alone the ministry of this same Jesus that turned him from that foul purpose and brought him to a knowledge of himself and of Christ, this same Jesus. And alone the ministry which seeks to lift high upon the gospel pole a precious Christ, this same Jesus, alone that, as prompted by the Spirit of God, will bring comfort and consolation to those desperate sinners, to those souls who feel themselves destroyed, realize themselves lost, indeed lost to all hope and of themselves. 'Tis alone the hearing of this same Jesus which can bring any comfort, any cure to their never dying soul. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. During that season, after his resurrection, he made himself known on occasions during those 40 days to his more immediate disciples and to that larger number of those who had followed him through his ministry. And the apostle speaks here of those infallible proofs, those infallible proofs being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. these infallible proofs of this same Jesus. The Jews would have man believe that the disciples stole him away in the depths of the night. This, we read, was circulated amongst them, it is so even to this day. But these followers of Christ were favored with those infallible proofs that this one, who from time to time, as he showed himself unto them, we cannot feel that he abode with them during these 40 years as he had before. The risen Christ, he made himself known unto them from time to time with those infallible proofs that it was he himself. The thought leads one again to the desire expressed in our prayer that we might, like dear Thomas, have that invitation extended toward us. Handle me and see. It is I myself. That dear man, he had said that he would not believe except this was afforded him. The compassion of Christ, or the infallible proof that he was to give unto it, was the very thing that he'd said he must have ere he would believe. The Lord did not turn him away because of that unbelief, but lovingly drew him, constrained him to come, was found again in the midst, Thomas with them. He bid him stretch forth his hand and put it into the very print of those nails. It is I myself. Handle me. Handle me and see. Infallible proof of this same Jesus. He had seen, albeit afar off, that solemn scene of crucifixion, that wrought upon the body of Christ, this same Jesus, bidden now to handle him and see. There is to be a right handling of Christ, that going forth of the hand of faith, a stretching of that hand forth to handle Christ, laying hold upon him. By faith, expressing as with one of old, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. It's this same Jesus. This Christ who was crucified upon Calvary's cross, that same dear man, approachable by faith. that one who now at the Father's right hand sat down as the great high priest of his people. Just handle me. Handle me and see. The constraint of circumstances, the very exercise of a living soul at seasons, is that which prompts, as it were, the creature amidst all the fears, amidst all the unbelief, to stretch forth unto Christ. Is the same Jesus, that one who opened the eyes of the blind whilst here below, that one who healed the leprous souls, that one who bid the lame walk, that one who healed many of their diseases, as he ministered to them in their need, whilst sojourning here below, this same Jesus, now at the Father's right hand, this same Jesus, to whom sinners in our day, yea, in this degenerate day, in these last days, may go, yea, and by faith lay hold upon him with their cares, with their concerns, with those things which at times bring such a distraught spirit upon them. Lay hold upon this same Jesus. These angels in the apparel, that white apparel, appearing as two men, were sent to strengthen these that were to witness of Christ in those days that should follow, to strengthen them in their faith, yea, to strengthen them in their belief, yea, to encourage them as they had that spoken of them in this remarkable manner by these angels, this same Jesus. How we need, in our measure, in this our day, like encouragements, that we might witness to this same Jesus. He, the eternal Son of the Father, one with the Father from all eternity, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. This same Jesus, before time, one with the Father. Mysterious truth, yet that which by faith we embrace, the mysteries of godliness, God manifest in the flesh, this same in that covenant purposed ere time began. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this same Jesus, one with his Father. This same Jesus, in that covenant, in that purpose of God, it was to be that Christ should come in the fullness of time, should leave those realms of bliss, come upon this sin-polluted earth, formed of a woman, under the law, this same Jesus. Faith feeds upon these truths. Faith is encouraged by these truths. This is the yesterday of the word, the same yesterday, this same Jesus, this one whom they had but lately seen rise into heaven out of their sight, this same Jesus. He who willingly assented unto the purpose of his Father, who willingly wrought that for sinners, this same Jesus. 'Tis the name above every name, the name of Jesus. It pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Yea, that in him there should be that revelation of the Trinity to poor and needy sinners upon this earth. It pleased the Father, yea, that in him the fullness of the Godhead should dwell. It pleased the Father, this same Jesus, the second person in the glorious Trinity, one, as we have said, one with the Father, the eternal Son of the eternal Father, this same Jesus. He who came, yea, and under the law was born of the woman, who came forth untainted with sin. He who was holy, holy, that holy child Jesus, this same Jesus, this one born in Bethlehem, this one who went about his Father's business, wished ye not, he said, unto Mary, in that season of their distress, as they sought him and could not find him amongst the multitude, but beheld him amidst those that taught in the synagogue. Wished he not, witnessing he was, witnessing to the work that he was to accomplish, wished he not that I must be about my Father's business, this same Jesus. This one that was anointed of the Holy Ghost in full measure. Yea, this one who went forth into the ministry, anointed thus in full measure, this same Jesus, this one who went down into the waters of baptism, this one who John led through those waters, suffer it to be so now. Here the dear man must have demurred, as that command was given unto him to take Christ through those waters, not worthy to unloose even the latchet of his shoe, but suffer it to be so now. This same Jesus, this same Jesus who endured a temptation, who came up out of those waters and went forth, yea, led of the Spirit into the wilderness those 40 days and 40 nights, tempted of the adversary, sorely tried of that great enemy of souls, even Satan himself, this same Jesus. This is who? He whom they were to witness unto. None other. No other great man. No other apostle. But the sum and the substance of their ministry was to be Christ and him crucified. This same Jesus. This dear man who went about doing such good. He went, yea, even to those uttermost places, this same Jesus. We read of him going to those coasts where others would not go because of that poor, demented creature. This same Jesus. Oh, it is this same one whom we would bring before you. This same Jesus even went unto him to cast out those devils. That dear man was found at his feet, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. That was the power of Christ, revealed in the state and condition of that poor man, brought forth from that place amongst the rocks. Such a creature that none could tame him. But the power of Christ was such that he brought him as a little child even to his feet. This same Jesus. This was he to whom, of whom they were to witness. This same Jesus. The one who even mixed with the lepers. Such creatures who were cast outside the city, who would not and were not permitted to mix with the multitudes because of the loathsomeness of their disease. But this same Jesus, he went, yea, even to the lepers, those creatures defiled. He healed them of this leprosy, this same Jesus. His power was such, he had but to speak the word, and it was done. It was done. This same Jesus. sinners, feel the loathsomeness of sin, the defilement throughout, from the very crown of the head to the sole of the foot, the stench of sin. Uttermost sinners, cast without, this same Jesus, many can testify of that power which brought them again, yea, caused them to return, this same Jesus. There is that spoken, recorded, concerning that which the apostles wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. They ascribed the power unto Christ. They the means in his hand of enabling that lame man to walk. Notable miracle indeed. It was the same Jesus. The same Jesus. That wrought in the name of the Holy Child Jesus. The lame. Bid that one take up his bed and walk. The same Jesus, he whom we gather as a little company this Sabbath morn to worship, to seek unto, to hearken, we trust unto his word, this same Jesus. Oh, how we offer. So apt to forget. Satan tempts us on this score. That power can never be such as it was in those days. But the same Jesus. Oh, it is to this power we would witness. That same Christ who bid that man of old take up his bed and walk, accomplishes such miracles in our day. Believe some of us can say, in that way, he hath wrought those things in our lives which we would never have done had it not been for the power of Christ. The very power of Christ resting upon us is arise. With the word, this power, the strength given even of those ankle bones, yea, the strength given to that weak sinner, that one who says he will not, he cannot, it's impossible that he should be so. But this same Jesus is able, yea, is able, so to implant like power into such who are found in such conditions, even to this very day in which our lot is cast, this same cross. He bid that one arise, with the word gave power and strength to arise. You must ever remember that support, that strength will not be given until the appointed hour. The gates of the prison house opened not until those disciples were found at the gate. They saw it not, as it were, from the prison house. Those iron gates opened not until they arrived at them. It's grace to help in time of need. It's arise, take up thy bed, and walk. With the command, he gives strength in that hour. Do work that which he will have his disciples work in his name, yea, in all parts of the earth. This same Jesus is one that cured those of all. With those diseases which were incurable by man, yet this same Jesus is one whom we would be enabled to speak of. This same Jesus brought about perfect healing, perfect cure. This same Jesus, the eternal Son of God, he who sojourned here in this wilderness, he who undertook the care and concern of the Church of God, yea, in the fullness of the word, she'd fallen, man had fallen by his actual transgressions and in the Adam fall. But Christ undertook for those chosen elect vessels of mercy to redeem them from the curse of the law. This same Jesus, the eternal Son of God, this same Jesus, yea, he who was in the bosom of his Father from all eternity, this same Jesus undertook the course of that chosen number, yea, and suffered, bled, and died in their room, state, and place. This same Jesus, he laid down his life for sinners, that they indeed might live eternally. He rose triumphant o'er death, sin, the grave and hell. This same Jesus, he ascended into glory. This same Jesus, and now at the Father's right hand, this same Jesus advocating the cause of his church here below.